makes thrice. Let's go on and make it four. What a break. For heaven's sake, how long has this been going on? How long has this been going on? How long has this been going?
Schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Still crazy after all these years. Oh, still crazy after all these years.
Call me, call me out, call me out.
W-O-N-Y, Oneonta, we love Paul Simon.
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Of straight vinyl listening. Make sure to tune in, courtesy of Basement Media.
We're back. Bone Beats. What am I talking about? NBA season's finally over. That means we're giving out awards. A lot of them. And a lot of music, but a lot's been going on with music. Some diss tracks dropped, real ones, fake ones. Another album dropped. Coachella was on the weekend. A lot of stuff. But yeah.
Thank you.
That was Temptations, My Girl. Okay. We finally reached game 82 of the NBA season, week 25. It's been a long year. But, yeah, that means we've gotten to the serious business, the playoffs. Now, I'm not going to do predictions because, one, I don't even know who's going to be making the playoffs for some seeds. So, I'm not going to do that. But I will talk about the three series I'll be watching, I guess. Like, real closely, besides the next one. I'm trying to find the bracket. Give me a minute. There's some interesting things. But one off the top of my head. I'll definitely be watching Magic versus the Cavaliers. Because, before we get into the series, like, the Cavaliers really just punted the last game for whatever reason. I don't know who they're trying to avoid. If they were third seed, they'd be avoiding the Pacers. Maybe they were trying to avoid a second round matchup. I don't know. But yeah, they just didn't want to beat the Hornets. Like, they tried. They threw out the third string guys for like the whole game. And yeah, so they fall to fourth. They have to play the Magic. And, like, if I'm the Cavs, I would have rather played the Pacers. Like, I'm looking at this Magic team, and they're just such a bad matchup for the Cavs. Mainly because if we want to, you know, go back, you know, hit the rewind button to last year this time when they're going against the Knicks, the reason they lost, outside of the Jalen Brunson reason, was because they're just getting out-muscled and out-rebounded. And the defense was tough to go against. So, now, we go to today. And the Magic are probably a better defensive team than the Knicks were last year. They definitely have more size than the Knicks do last year. Than the Knicks had last year. Look at the roster. Jalen Suggs, all-defensive team. Jonathan Isaac, if he played more games, he'd be definitely an all-defensive team. And Paolo, Franz Wagner are still pretty good on that end. Yeah, I just don't know if the Cavs made the right decision about that. That's the series I'm paying attention to. Now, will it be the most fun series to watch? No. The average score is going to be like 94 to 90, like all the time. But it should be good. It's going to be interesting to see who guards who. Well, I'll be interested to see the Mobley versus Paolo matchup because I'm pretty sure that's going to be the matchup because the Cavs don't have anyone else to guard Paolo, which is they haven't figured out the who's guarding the best player issue, and they had this issue last year. I don't know what the Cavs were doing. Thinking it's just a bad matchup, like, and the Cavs are kind of like limping. They've been like limping all year, but I don't even want to know how many people are actually 100% in that starting lineup. I know Dalvin Mitchell isn't because he had the knee injury, broke his nose, hasn't had the funnest last 2 months, I'll say that. Darius Garland hasn't had the most fun season either. I know he got hurt, got poked in the eye, missed a lot of time, lost a bunch of weight. So he's not 100%. Evan Mobley's coming off knee surgery. He's been back for a little bit now, but he just had surgery on his knee, so I don't know how healthy he is. And then, like, the roster itself is like Max Strus and Caris LeVert. And please, I beg, they don't play George Niang for more than like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, because then they might lose. So, like, I don't know. From a confidence standpoint, I just don't think they're in the right space. And then, like I said, it's going to be a grinded out series. And I just trust the depth of the Magic a little more. Even though they lack a little bit of shooting, but they make up for it in size. So, I don't know. That series is going to be interesting to watch. I think it goes at least a 6. Because if the Magic steal a game in Cleveland, yeah, it's definitely going to 6, I'll say that. But that's an interesting series. Clippers-Mavericks, always going to be interesting. Outside of basketball, Clippers have a lot of pressure, and so do the Cavs. But the Clippers have a lot of pressure. Like, if they lose this first round, I don't know who's going to be starting on this team next year. I don't know who's going to be coaching. I don't know. No one knows what's going to happen with the LA Clippers next year if they lose. So we'll figure that out. But the Mavericks are a hard team to beat. They've played elite basketball for a while now. Ever since they got Gafford, PJ Washington, guys been healthy, Dante Exum's back, Josh Green, Derrick Jones Jr., and then Luke and Kyrie have been healthy, putting up pretty good numbers. Yeah, the Clippers, I just don't know what I'm going to get from certain people. Like, I don't know what I'm going to get from James Harden. He didn't play his best basketball last year at all. We know about the PG playoff struggles. Kawhi is hurt with the knee thing. I don't know if he's going to be 100%. We don't even know if he's going to be playing game one. And then Mavericks, they just check off a lot of boxes with, like, the size and the scoring. Bench scoring, I'm not sure. But, yeah, I don't know. As for, like, how they match up, match up pretty well. Mavericks have the size portion. Think Clippers are definitely a better shooting team. Yeah, for the most part. Defensively, I don't know. Clippers get lazy sometimes. They give up a lot of threes. So I don't know how that works. It's interesting. It's interesting how they play. If they're going to switch everything, I don't know. I guess maybe Gafford and PJ Washington can attack the switches. But I don't know. The Clippers have pretty good versatility. So we'll see about that. I don't know. The series could go to 7, or the Mavericks can get them out of there in like 6 or 5. So we'll see. Other series off the top of my head. I will not be watching any Boston series. I have no desire to watch the Celtics. Bucks, Pacers. There's going to be not a lick of defense played in that series. Should be entertaining, though. But I think the Bucks... Giannis isn't healthy. I don't know. We'll see with that. That's a big question mark series. Thunder, we'll figure it out. Nuggets, we'll figure it out. Timberwolves, Suns. Another team that has a lot of pressure, the Phoenix Suns. Clawed their way into the 6th seed. I think the Timberwolves, they're just a bad matchup. It's going to be interesting to see how far the Wolves and the double bigs go and, like, what they could do, because the Suns could just... Because if the Suns go 5 out and KD at the 5, are the Timberwolves just going to be like, whatever, we'll just throw it to Rudy every time? Because I did see one time that did backfire. Again, I'm pretty sure it was, like, Timberwolves, Clippers, and just Rudy was scoring like 100 points and getting off. And Rudy was scoring 100 points and getting every offensive rebound. So it, you know, worked out. But I don't know. And Timberwolves, the offense is going to get a little iffy sometimes, but that's where the defense comes along. A lot of things Timberwolves could do. Switch, play drop. I think Rudy Gobert, honestly, I'm kind of excited that Rudy Gobert is not going to be left out to dry like he has in the Utah days. He has actual defenders who can, like, rotate and, like, guard their man for, like, more than 2 seconds. So I think Rudy Gobert has definitely the opportunity to, like, drop all these, you know, he can't guard people in the playoffs stuff, because that, you can't guard five guys out there, guys. On the Suns side, they just need their role players to hit shots. That's it. Nasir Little, no, not Nasir Little. Royce O'Neal, Grayson Allen, Eric Gordon. Just hit some jumpers. Like, if they hit some jumpers, if they're hitting, if the Suns are hitting a lot of threes, or taking threes, please take some threes, and getting to the rim, they can beat the Timberwolves. Just have a lot of, like, areas they could attack, like more offensive things they can go to if everyone's hitting shots like Bradley Beal and stuff. But we'll see. This is gonna be interesting. And Mavericks, blah blah blah, blah. Okay, yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I think Magic, Cavs, I'll be watching that like a hawk if the Knicks, when the Knicks aren't playing. And probably the Phoenix series and the Clippers series for sure. But yeah. When I come back, I will be talking about all NBA teams, my favorite time of the year. All NBA teams. And like awards. It's a bunch of stuff to get through.
Sheets and photo ads, biz.
I know I should have left you back home. When I woke up, find you, I know. I'm on 10, I'm high up, I know. I just walked in, changed the climate, I know. Yeah. I know I should have left you back home. When I woke up, find you, I know. I'm on 10, I'm had up, I know. I just walked in, changed the climate, I know. I've been laying low, I'm a yawn, but I'm paid though. Walk up in the club, look to your main ho. I might have my young friend to take your chain, bro. I'm out in Miami, acting up like bang, bro. I just took down that bitch flat since yesterday. Yeah, that's my tour, my brother, we don't look the same. I can't look so long in the chain, no, chain, no. Yeah.
I know. I know I should have left you back home. When I woke up, find you, I know. I'm on 10, I'm high up, I know. I just walked in, changed the climate, I know. Yeah. I know I should have left you back home. When I woke up, find you, I know. I'm on 10, I'm high up, I know. I just walked in, changed the climate, yeah, I know.
Know who make the city shake, life on summer shake. Know they hate my name, ho, waiting more than 50 states. Me and Junie going lonely, oh, they can't relate. I'm on that 211 Eagle, but I bet the bank. I just scored and thank the Lord, that's a TD Jake, yeah. Ain't no money on that floor, can't participate. That icing got him and they feel it's just a piece of cake. But I just do it cause I could for the ones who came.
I know I should've left you back home.
I know.
When I woke up, find you, I know. I'm on 10, I'm high up, I know. I just walked in, changed the climate, I know.
I know
I should've left you back home. When I woke up, find you, I know.
When I woke up, find you.
I'm on 10, I'm high up, I know.
I'm on 10, I'm high.
I just walked in, changed the climate, I know.
Yeah. Easier said than done.
Stepped in, raised me, but I ain't have my daddy. tryna chrome me, run out with my swag. For selling cocoa, got Chanel on my jet. Shorty give me mop, but the less it don't last. Taking more drugs, all alone in a mansion. Walking around tweaking with that yop in my hands. Just another pro code, just preaching for these bands. And I know I'm due for $1 billion advance.
I can see the future, I can see the future. I can see the future is looking like we love through the skies. I can't wait to live in glory and eternal rest. Won't you take the wheel and I recline and I sit still. Might as well turn up now. He gon' pop up unannounced to the trumpets. Do you like the way it sounds? You know the future of the bounce. Future of the bounce.
Count so much money to my skin peel. Cherry red beans like the real pimp. My bro cook up dope, it's a real skill. Show my with my homeboy ain't got no chill. You eat again to money or you gossip. She chose her prom school, now she lottery. Places I thought I'd never go, I found models in. I hear the demons clear when they call it. Fires on the earth, so I had to name myself a planet. Automatic dead when you going against my family. Few breakups from public, I just bought another baddie. Knew I was toxic when she met me, I was a savage. High in the hills, trying to avoid any madness. Private on the lyric, it's just like we imagine. Only selling for this high tech, cause I ain't got the activist. I'm trying to be modest, sound like I'm bragging. Cartier, my friends, all because my fame. That she ashamed to love me in public, rather go private. Count so much money till my skin peel. Cherry red beans like the real pimp. My bro cook up dope, it's a real skill. Show my with my homeboy ain't got no chill. You eat again to money or you gossip. She chose her prom school, now she lottery.
I can see the future is looking like we love through the skies. I can't wait to live in glory and eternal rest is life. Won't you take the wheel and I recline and I sit still. Might as well turn up now. He gon' pop up unannounced to the trumpets. Do you like the way it sounds?
I can get. You can see the future is a sparkling in white. When you wall up on my thigh, can't let you. Flying my demise, I got murder on my mind. I got money on the line, I can't lose. If I try, let no break my stride. Chosen, I'm gonna bet on me. Chosen on my antique holes, and I can't feel no heat. Diamonds dancing on me. You started first, man, you fell out of pocket. You fed that girl that you met at the party. I got some new. Down in the lobby, how can I sleep with you out catching bodies? I still wanna be with you. Trust me, I know that's insane. I'd rather f*** on you than f*** on lames. I did some shit in Berlin, I'm all day. We both ain't f***ing and it's working for me. Working for me, yeah. I can see the future. can see the future.
Telekinesis, Travis, we got things to get to. All NBA teams and awards, and we'll see what happens. What do I want to get to first? Okay, all NBA teams. I did the check-in 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago now. A few changes. First team, Shai, Luka, Giannis, Jokic, Jalen Brunson. Now, I changed this like 2 weeks ago. When, I don't know, he probably scored 40 on somebody. But, I don't think there's been five players better than him. He's had, like, through all the injuries, some trades, rotation changes, he's just been consistent, solid. All year. He's the only opening day starter that's still starting right now. He's just been great. I think maybe tied for the second most 40-point games, 36-point, 30-point games this year, tied a franchise record. And it's just, there's never been a point in the season where the Knicks have lost because he just didn't play well enough. He has always showed up to the task. And he's just had a lot to carry on his shoulders. He's, when they're on the floor, they're the second best offense. And then when he's off, they're not that great. When he's there, he's seeing multiple coverages all the time. Doesn't matter. No. Him at point guard, there's guys having career years. Hartenstein's having a career year. Dante's having a career year. Josh Hart. Everyone's having a career year because Jalen Brunson's there. And he has something in common with the top four dudes. Top four dudes are responsible for either the whole entire offense or both, in Giannis's case, defense. With help, but the reason they make the team go is because of them. Jalen Brunson fits that criteria. He's been one of the clutchest players in the league, putting up the numbers efficiently. So, yeah, All-NBA first team. Oh, and second team in the East. So, yeah, second team, Tatum, Durant, Kawhi, Edwards, Sabonis. No changes. Tatum's been great. Celtics are really, really good. But I just don't think that he's, like, the team has relied on him less just because the team's so good. Like, he can have an off night and they'll still win by, like, 15. It's happened multiple times. He can go stretches where he doesn't have to be the best player on the team. That happened also this season. And he's just, counting stats, he hasn't been better than Brunson either. And there's just less of a weight to carry for him. Which is not his fault. But if we're talking about All-NBA first team, I just mentioned all those guys have had the weight on their shoulders all year. And, like, the team relies on how well they play all the time. So Tatum bumped down second team, Durant, Kawhi, Edwards, Sabonis. Same from last year. All of them pretty good. All top six seeds. Except Sabonis. I'm not taking Sabonis off my second team. Maybe he gets bumped. No, he's not getting bumped for anybody here. He's been real consistent all year. Like, had a double-double streak, like 57 games. Multiple triple-doubles. De'Aaron Fox was battling injuries, played through them, but battling injuries for a little bit. So, but Sabonis, solid all year. King still had a top 10 offense all year, and it's because of him. Making the guys around him better. Malik Monk, Keegan Murray, everyone. And that's because of Domantas Sabonis. So second team. Third team, not really any changes. LeBron, AD, Curry. Their teams aren't that great, but I don't think any of the players in the honorable mentions have just played better than them this year. I don't think so. Yeah. So last two spots, there were two spots and three players. It was Jaylen Brown, Devin Booker, and Zion Williamson. I thought about this for a little bit, and the guy who made my team first was Devin Booker. He wasn't on it last time because I wasn't sure if he's going to meet the criteria. He did. Suns are a top six seed. He's been really, really good with all like the injuries. Mainly Bradley Beal was injured for a little bit. The team is very reliant on the big three, but Devin Booker, he's been asked to do all of the playmaking for the most part, and score his 20-30. Had a 70-point game this year. Yeah, just, you know, average Devin Booker's year, pretty good. Three-pointer crept up a little bit too. And, yeah, Devin Booker. So it was really tied between Jaylen Brown and Zion, and I don't know. The stats are pretty much similar. Zion's averaging like more assists, took on like a really big playmaking role. And it was interesting. He had like, not like issue, but it took him some time to like really get comfortable with that at the beginning of the year. But then he figured it out with the scoring and the playmaking. There was a time where he was playing point guard, and everything they've asked him to do with like McCollum, Ingram finding injuries, everything they asked him to do, he did. And yeah, Zion is the reason. Now, they did fall off a little bit at the end of the year. So yeah, and we'll see. And then Jaylen Brown, best team in the league. There was a nice 15-20 game stretch where he was definitely the best player on the Celtics. Just been efficient. Really good year defensively. Like, bounce back year, he's locked in on that end defensively. And attacking the rim more. And Jaylen Brown, I honestly, I don't even know who I have. I think I'm going to go, I'm going to go Zion Williamson. Yeah. I think I like how he's been rounding out his game with the passing, and the defense has been a lot better. He's been like quicker on that end, and him locking in on like being like the playmaker has really helped that team offensively. So yeah, so that's my third team. Awards. Okay. MVP, we'll start with the easy ones. Rookie of the Year, Victor Wembanyama. They mailed that award to him 2 months ago. Top 25 player, elite defensively, shooting step back, three pointers. We get the whole thing. Wembanyama's really good. Easy ones. Defensive Player of the Year, Rudy Gobert. It's really hard not to give the best defender in the league on the best defensive team in the league Defensive Player of the Year. So there you go. Victor, probably going to get it next year. I just don't think the Spurs were good enough as a unit. Not particularly his fault, but I think Rudy Gobert has a case that you can't really just push aside. Yeah, honorable mentions. Anthony Davis was really good. Had the paint on lockdown all year. Like, I really wish the Lakers gave him, like, just one or two, like, good perimeter defenders so he didn't have to do everything. Herb Jones, Alex Caruso, Jalen Suggs, really, really good. Chet Holmgren was pretty good. other names. Drew Holiday, still Drew Holiday. And any defenders who need some shout outs. Okay, yeah. Rookie of the Year, Brandon Miller played good. Amen played good. I'm missing somebody else. Oh, and Chet played good. Okay. What award? Sixth Man is I'm going to go Malik Monk, mainly because I'm consistent. I say I'm consistent. I'd say he's had like more load to carry. He's honestly their second-ish, third-ish facilitator scorer on that team. He's just been really, really good, averaging about, I don't have the numbers on top of my head, maybe like 16-17 career year in assist. Just been really, really solid for them. Yeah. Naz Reid was a tough omission. He's been really good both ends. Like, better on defense for sure. And everything they've asked him to do, he's done it. Even started a few games, was really good. And I think Malik Monk's did enough to get it, because he is out for the playoffs probably. So, Malik Monk, but that was close. It was definitely close. Bobby Portis, honorable mention. Norman Powell. Ooh. I'm forgetting. Cole Anthony. Okay, yeah. Maybe Al Horford too. And yeah. Coach of the Year. Let's get to the important ones. It's between two people. Now, before I start, Jamal Mosley, third place, really, really good. Magic exceeded a lot of people's expectations. Sixth seed, one of the youngest guys in the league, youngest teams in the league, been elite defensively all year. Always had them prepared. And I just have a lot of faith in that team, mainly because the roster is good, but just, I know Jamal Mosley is always going to have that team prepared and ready to go, especially on defense and stuff. And they've gotten by with like one of the worst shooting teams in the league, so that's really cool. But top two, you have Tom Thibodeau and Mark Dangold. Now, Tom Thibodeau. Actually, I'll get to Mark Dangold's case. Mark Dangold, Thunder, one of the youngest teams in the league. Finished 57-25, top of the West. And he's just been super good all year, consistent on defense, on offense, top 10 in both. He's had Shea, J-Dub, Chet Holmgren have career years. I mean, Chet's a rookie, but you get what I'm saying. Has always been pretty good with rotations and stuff. Like, there was multiple games where if guys weren't playing good in the first half, you're not starting the second half, and it worked out. I think he always has an eye for like talent, like Aaron Wiggins and Isaiah Joe. Both play really, really good this year, and they've had a few comebacks this year. And yeah, Mark Dangold's just done a lot and exceed a lot of expectations, and one of the best teams in the league. And then Tom Thibodeau, throughout the injuries, trades, rotation changes, he's made a few really, really good ones, benching Grimes for DiVincenzo, starting Deuce McBride for that stretch of time, even starting Precious and Josh Hart, and that worked out. Been great at adapting. If guys aren't playing good, he's going to play his starting five for the rest of the game, for the rest of the second half, and they're going to win that game. Like, I feel like every time he's had to yeah, these guys gotta play 48 minutes. It's been warranted, and we won those games. So I haven't really had to criticize Tibbs on that, for sure. And losing Randle, losing Anunoby, losing, I'm missing somebody, losing Mitchell Robinson for like a big chunk of the season. There was never a time where, like, they've walked into a game like overmatched, like we've had no chance. We've gone toe to toe with every single team in the league, and yeah, not many blowouts. He's always given them a chance, so yeah, I think Tibbs is coach of the year for me, just because he's had to weather a lot of storms this year, and clawed his way to second seed, and even they've adapted. Like, it went from the offense being kind of like sluggish to slow, and then Randle goes out and it's just a lot more motion and going into like other sets, using Hartenstein in his like role, which is like more of a passing playmaking big and stuff, fighting cutters. So yes, I think Tibbs is my coach of the year, but if Danigo wins it, that'd be pretty good. That'd be pretty cool. MVP. I'm going to go Shea. I don't know. This one, it's probably Jokic. But I just feel like I said for Mark Danigo's case, Thunder aren't supposed to be here. Like, coming into the season, you didn't think the Thunder weren't going to be the best team in the West. You didn't think they would be going toe-to-toe with the top teams every single night. And do you know why? It's because Shea has been consistent all year, both ends of the floor. So, I don't know. But then Jokic has been really, really good. He's been doing Jokic things. And, I don't know. Luka, honorable mention. I just don't think the team won enough games. But he's been really, really good. But next, Thunder are fighting for the first seed here. So, but he's been good, though. I'm thinking. Give me a minute, guys. You know what? Honestly, man, this is my show. I'm going Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I think he's had their 57 wins with a team that you didn't think was going to win 57 games. He's leading it with a Rookie of the Year runner-up from back-to-back years. I'm just saying. So, I'm going Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He's been consistent all year. And yeah, that's my most improved. I forgot most improved. I'm going Coby White because he has gotten better in every aspect of the game. Shooting, scoring, picking his spots defensively. Zach LaVine goes out. Zach LaVine goes out, was the second best player on their team, almost to a point where we don't want to give DeMar the ball in the clutch because Coby White just has it going. And yeah, so Coby White, yes, this is most improved. This isn't the you were good last year but you're better this year. It's not how that works. So Tyrese Maxey, no, he's not getting it. And yeah, it's going to be Coby White. And I hope he actually gets it. But again, this isn't predictions. This is me. So, but, I will mention Jalen Johnson just didn't play enough games. Really good this year. Budding star for sure. Other players. Jonathan Kuminga. is definitely in my top three, which is really good. Like, just totally just changed the narrative around him from, like, we'll see if he, like, figures it out, to the Warriors need to resign him. He's kind of a cornerstone on this team now. And, yeah, Dante Mings just been really good. And, yeah, not the only... He's going to make another team in, like, a few minutes here. I'll let you know on that. But, yeah, those are my awards. And we'll see what happens. We'll see who wins them in a few weeks.
So rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't ever stop. This the flow that got the block hot. Got super hot. Ay. Give me my respect. Give me my respect. I just took it left like on ambidex. I moved through London with the Euro steps. Got a sneaker deal and I ain't break a sweat. Catch me cause I'm gone. Out of there, I'm gone. High, go from 6 to 23 like I'm LeBron. Serving up a pack. Serving up. Pulling gimmicks cause they scared of rap. Ay. Funny how they shook. Ay. Shook. Pulling back the curtain by myself, take a look. Ay. I'm a bar spitter. I'm a hard hitter. Yeah, I'm light skinned, but I'm still a dark. I'm a weak splitter. I'm a tall figure. I'm an unforgiving wild dog. Something wrong with him. Got them all bitter. I'm a bill printer. I'm a grave digger. Yeah, I am what I am. I don't have no time for no misunderstandings again. It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't ever stop. Took the business and ran it for me. I let Ollie take the aisle, told him brand it for me. I get 2 million a pop and that stand it for me. Like I went blind, dog, you gotta hand it to me. Gotta give me that, dog. Prayed, then I prayed again. Amen. Had a moment, but it came and went. You don't wanna play with him. No, no. There'll be money, you like 8 a.m. Pinky ring till I get a wedding ring. Whoa. Love my brothers, cut them in on anything. And you know it's King Slime, Drizzy Dan. Yeah. She just said I'm bae, I hit the thizzle dance, Matt Drake. Either hand is the upper hand. Yeah. Got a bubba on my other hand. Yeah. Yeah. Ain't no 100 bands. No, 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 no. Palace look like Buckingham. Bill so big, I call him Williams for real. Reasons to go crazy, got a trillion for real. They been trying me, but I'm resilient, for real. I can't go in public like civilian, for real. And I hardly take offense. Money for revenge, man, that's hardly an expense. I'll hammer checks off of all of my events. I like all the profit, man, I hardly do percents. A big part of me resents that I knew from when I started in it. They see what I got, and man, it's hard to be content. Got going on, I gotta represent. Hey. It's a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't ever stop. This the flow that got the block hot, got super hot.
People think you're stuck up, but we're all super good friends. It's only natural, I suppose.
But we're all super good friends.
I get the feeling that you're admired, but,
I'm above average.
I got so much beef, I could barely sleep.
Paranoia got me losing all my Z's all day. Good love, mama praying on the knees all day. If you still frightened when I up it, I'ma squeeze. Bad companies, bad for your company. Bad companies, bad for your company. In the ski mask, in case you come for me. Got in the ski mask, in case you come for me. When I say I got beef, they don't want no beef. When they say they got beef, they don't wanna eat. If they say they want smoke, they don't want no steam. She put a B on a T. Had a bachelor's degree, PhD while selling. Fix the face and fix the weed. Now working on the self-esteem. Hit a block, yo, this flop. Where you at? Pin the drop. My new map location be the flop. On the app.
Bro,
you can't hang here. Getting money, so money. The bottles keep on coming.
Phone
ringing, so you know the trap jumping.
Then
looking at me, he owe me some money.
I need
hit him with the tummy. Not the crumpet.
Why
playing games? They don't want no problems with me. Got good. I know I brought some shotters with me. Might not hit a bad stop. They say that someone top was missing. Them were opposition. So I.
Dark shades, too much smoke, I can barely see the fumes. Acting brand new like I don't see it when I do. Who them folks, who want smoke, you too close. Give me room, phony folks, play it close, do the most, don't they? Bad company, that's bad for your company. Bad company, that's bad for your company. Bad cow disease, now you in a ton of beef. Black, tuck underneath my new blue dungarees. Flintstone, bust down, call Americani. Fruity Pebble, Bezel, Wilma, Betty, Fred, and Barney. Back, from out of town, I think she model Abercrombie. Risk game, Lucky Charmy, told my jeweler leprechaun. I'ma come clean, I got hella beef. Paranoia got me rolling on my sleeves, okay. Satan, cause I'm up and up the freeze. Whole team got these on their keys all day. I got so much beef, I could barely sleep. Paranoia got me losing all my Z's all day. Good Lord, mama praying on the knees all day. If you still frightened when I up it, I'ma squeeze.
I'm above average.
All right, that was ASAP Rocky. Bad Company. I don't know why I had a... Yeah. It was going to play something I didn't want. But honestly, I'll probably... I do have something in a few minutes. But what I was going to say. Season's been great. Culture Year. Now I remember. Honorable mentions. I didn't do honorable mentions coach here. JB Bickerstaff, for sure, because I do think guys were hurt. He kept them afloat especially when Mobley Garland was out. That lineup with like Jared Allen, Donovan Mitchell, and some combination of the Cavs role guys were really good. Like one of the best lineups in the league. So. But then he fell off a cliff, so I guess that's why he wasn't in my top three. But, Taylor Jenkins, too. Grizzlies were always a tough team to beat. I know they have 27 wins, but I don't care. They were always, they always gave teams, 48 minutes. You couldn't really, we got the Grizzlies, we'll just, slack off today. They beat a lot of good teams this year. So, there is honorable mentions. Am I forgetting anybody? No. Okay.
Mr. 713, motherfucking Dante. Hey, it's your boy Carlo, man. Me and King just touched down each time. Know what I'm talking about? Hey, man, come pick us up in one of them slabs, you know what I'm saying? One of those shits with the elbows hanging out. Hey, tap, hey, 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 hey.
What's up, man? It's Boom, man. I'm back again. Let your friends know. Can you bring my hair like Iverson's? I just plan, well, I got movie talk actresses on the channel. Most of my hoes know how to play the piano. That moving stuff, just ask yourself, have you seen me? We got two old d***s, baby, team me. You went too long, and you know it's time to see me. In and out the state, yeah. This shit stuff a take, yeah. You mistreat the make her feel out of place, yeah. That's a big mistake, I cannot relate. Me and my girl moving at a pace. If that moving too fast, I hit the brakes.
It's pulling, I'm back again. Tell your friends, oh, I can see the money through the lens. I'm just saying, oh, oh, my baby really top 10. Push that pot of beans, top of that cash for the third spin. 82 rolls, 21 wins.
I'ma let you go in peace, but I see it how I see. Baby, keep on calling high, keep trolling me, but I'm
working in a lie, only way to try. How can I decide, middle of July? I'm screaming it. Eviction notice still beat out my penis. Yeah, I'm the type to talk about my demons. Tennis chains on, feeling like Serena. I got stripes, I got rank. I would run down on a opp, call it a flame. But I caught that chopper, I'm shooting out these ain't blanks.
I've been in the silence. You don't know to keep it bright. I can know the violence.
When I want you back, but I can't employ it. Gotta keep that strap like a military soldier. You smoking that dope right there, soldier. I thought it too, John.
I gotta run through the fire. I need a like Mariah. I wanna swear with the tire. I make the family retire. I gotta see the hope either way. I gotta free the folks where I lay. I gotta show the light to the weak. Dodging the fake woke in LA.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a friendly reminder to inform you that you're tuned in and listening to
What if you were wearing something sexy? What if you were drinking? What if you made the first move? No matter what, sexual assault is never your fault. Support is available 24/7 through the National Sexual Assault Hotline. Call 1-800-656-HOPE or visit RAIN.org. That's RAINN.org. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, reminding you it's never your fault.
Brought to you by RAIN and this station.
I'm so fly, I got money, so that's a good enough reason to buy the things I buy. I'm so, I'm on point, and I can tell that you're jealous by the look in your eye. When I ride by, I don't care, just do this going straight to the top this year. I'm so fly, I got money, so that's a good enough reason to buy the things I buy.
Banks is fresh,